Benny, fantastic man. You started the year at the Western Force and not too many wins, but nice finish off here with the Perth Spirit, helping yourself to the Bill Cork Cup. Great stuff, man.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Really appreciate it. I guess from an organisational point of view, it's just pleasing, you know, that we've got hope and stuff and out in the West. It has been a tough year. It's been a tough couple of years at the West, so it's just pleasing just to get this trophy back home and celebrate everyone, that even the boys that didn't get picked, and for the fans that couldn't watch it live. So it's good to get a bit of silverware back.
Yeah, but the foundation, of course, moving on into next year, and there should be great confidence throughout the team to move into the Western Force shirt and have a really good jag at turning those close losses into wins.
Yeah, and we definitely spoke about those results this year. There's about, you know, five or six games there that were in it, and then we just kind of let them off the cuff. So, just like I said, it's good to get this under our belt and then kick into pre-season in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Came over with Michael Farley and he was showing the door, but how are you getting on with Dave Vessels?
Yeah, Dave's going good, and I guess announcing those new coaches as well. They've joined the club and they've just added their knowledge and stuff to it as well, so onwards and upwards for the Force next year, and then we should be good.
What about your personal journey, man? You got some caps for the Wallabies, and it's been a while since we've seen you in the gold shirt. Was it something you've never given up having faith having?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with all the centres that's competing for that jersey, it's kind of hard for myself to try and get my gut, you know, still got belief in myself that I can keep on going, which is the main thing, and I just keep trucking along.
Yeah. And have you enjoyed the switch between Perth and Brisbane, and what are the differences? Just less stress, because when you're in Brisbane, you were the man with Quade because you'd won the title, and you were just absolutely smoking hot there. Like, as you were just like Hansel there when you played for the Reds, you were so red hot.
Mate, it's been an awesome transition. I guess moving out west is pretty, obviously, it's pretty, once you get your head around how far it is, it's actually a nice place to stay. And I think the common thing that we got at the Force is, hardly anyone's from Perth, so we've got a tight-knit group, and this group here is awesome. We've been on the road. We were joking about it before. We went to Sydney Airport about six times out of the 9 weeks, so it brought us together more. So we can use that kind of theory going into next season. Just onwards and upwards there.
And what about your brother Rex? What's he up to? He's still up in Brisbane or the Gold Coast?
Yeah. He's actually just opened up his own gym in Brisbane, so which is awesome for him. He's staying in that jersey. He's a family man. He's got three kids. He's awesome. He's just taking care of his family and stuff back in Brisbane, which is good.
What's the name of the gym?
Called Taps Fitness.
Fantastic. Finally, yourself, tell us a little bit about your walk with the Lord. It's been some good times and some tough times, and you've had the tops with all the fame, and you're sort of, for the use of another term, sort of tapped out at times in your career. Tell us a little bit about it, man.
Yeah, I guess the successful years with the Reds, I think it was just a different group over there. Everyone kind of played together at school and stuff, and we all knew each other, so we're a tight-knit group. But as years went on, I wasn't getting picked, and it was just a more mental game. I started having self-doubt and all that stuff, but I just keep saying my prayers and that self-belief, it just got me to where I am today. So I've actually grown as a person since we went over to Perth, which is good, and just keeping composure, and just I think consistency is the main key. So I'm just going to keep using that theory, and hopefully be back in that gold jersey once again.
Thanks for your time. I wish you all the best moving forward.